A long, long time ago in Bethlehem, there was a young Israelite shepherd boy whose name was David. He loved the Lord very much, and accordingly he had no fear whatsoever. Now it so happened that King Saul and the Israelites were faced by an enemy in the person of the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, the children of Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. The champion of the Philistines was a giant about 9 feet tall. His name was Goliath. He wore a coat of armor which weighed hundreds of pounds and heavy, thick protectors of brass on his legs, and he carried an enormous spear. He strode out onto the plain between the two mountains, and in a thunderous voice which shook the leaves on the trees, he roared, "I am Goliath. Why are you Israelites out here in battle array? Am I not a Philistine? Why don't you choose a man from your army and send him out here to do battle with me? If he kills me, then my people will be servants to you. And if I slay him, then we will be the victors and you will belong to us." Well, the children of Israel shuddered with fear. Many of them turned and ran. "Look how big he is," some said with trembling voices. But then a voice among them said, "But look how much bigger God is." They turned to see that this profound statement came from the young shepherd boy David. There he stood in his shepherd's outfit, handsome, young, with that ruddy glow on his cheeks. And he said to King Saul, "O king, I will go out there and fight this Goliath." Well, King Saul was greatly impressed with the youth's courage, but he said to David, "No, my son, you cannot do battle with that giant. You are but a young shepherd boy, and that Goliath has been a man of war all his life." But David was not to be outdone. "King Saul," he said with a strong, clear voice, "the Lord has delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the bear as I tended my father's sheep. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Saul saw that David had his mind made up, so he said, "All right then, go, David, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul placed a suit of armor upon young David, but the boy said, "No, King Saul. No, I haven't proved myself worthy to wear this yet. And besides, it's much too heavy upon me." So David removed the armor and took his staff and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them into his shepherd's bag. He had a slingshot in his hand, and so he went down the mountainside and approached the giant Goliath in the valley. Well, when Goliath saw this small young man, apparently unarmed, challenging him, he roared with laughter. "Are you out of your mind, you young fool? Coming to do battle with me, dressed as you are? Why, I'll tear you to bits and toss your flesh to the birds and beasts." David kept right on coming. He held his head high as he confidently replied to the giant, "You come at me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." And David added, "And all these people here will know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." So saying, David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone. He placed it carefully in the sling, took aim, whirled it around 3 times, and let it fly right at Goliath. There was a sharp crack as the stone found its mark right in the middle of the giant's forehead, and then a dull, thunderous thud as Goliath fell to the ground, dead. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Boys and girls, remember this. David conquered Goliath with a sling and a stone, but only because the Lord was with him.